This Bible study meant a lot to me. Not just because I won the saddle, but I've learned how to become a real disciple of God. Also the cost of being one. Well, I'm going to be doing it chapter by chapter. So, what I learned in chapter 1 was in Matthew 4, 18 and 19. Let's everybody go flip our pages to there. Okay, well, walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers. Simon, who is also called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." He is saying that you are supposed to be an example to others, and you are supposed to get and try to bring as many people as you can and tell them about Christ. And also in Matthew 10:24, a disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. He's saying that God is the teacher, we are the people, and we are supposed to listen, not go ahead of him. The first chapter mainly was telling that we are to be disciples, telling us how to, and that we are below God's standards. So I'm skipping chapter 2 because it's mainly like chapter 1. And so in chapter 3 it says in Matthew 7:13 and 14, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and is easy, and the way leads to destruction. And many will enter it. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard, the way that leads to life, and few will make it." It is saying it is easier for you to go to hell than it is heaven. So also in Matthew 7:17-20. "So every tree bears good fruit, but the diseased trees bear bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you must recognize them by your fruits." So, it is saying that if you produce good fruit, you are a Christian. But if you produce bad fruit, like bad people, and you mislead them, you are misleading them, and you might just go straight to hell. And so, chapter 3 is just saying, it's telling you the difference between God's disciples, a Christian, and the non-disciples. So, in chapter 4, it says you have to be a committed disciple, like John 6:63-65. So, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no avail. The word that I have spoken to you are from the Spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who those who were did not believe and who would betray him. And he said, "This is why that no one can come to me unless he is granted him by the Father." And so, also it says in John 8:31. So, Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples." So, it says to follow God God's word, and you are a true disciple. All chapter 4 was saying is how to be a true disciple and committed one. So in chapter 5 it says in John chapter 15 verses 16 and 17. You did not choose me. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should be abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, that he may give it to you. And these things I command you, so that you will love one another. It says in. It's just saying that he chose us that way. He chose the good trees that way we can bear the good fruit. So any of y'all want to hear a joke? Okay, so there was three friends that were growing up in the country, and they just spread out. Okay, there was a lawyer, there was a doctor, and there was a preacher. They were all going on a hunt trip, and they bought this hunt. They hired this hunt guide. Well, there was this giant buck, so all three of them were, he just said for all three of them to shoot at the same time. And so they did, and so it fell down. And so the people and the hunt guide said the preacher got it. And the other two were just saying, how did he get it? And the hunt guide said it came in one ear and came out the other. Okay. So, in Matthew 28:18-19, go therefore into all nations, making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. And so, it is saying, we need to make disciples because he is always with us no matter what. He was just saying, so chapter 5 was just saying about the commission of the disciple, what we are supposed to do. And so finally, chapter 6. It says to follow God. In chapter 6, it says we are to follow him through all stuff. Like say in Luke 9:57. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Now that is a true disciple. Following God no matter what. So in 2 Timothy 3:10-11 it says, you ever have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith and my patience, my love and my steadfastness, my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me in Antioch and Iconium and Lystra, which persecutions I endured, yet them all the Lord rescued me. And so, see, even if you are in a bad situation, he'll just get you out. Just summarizing this whole thing up, it was telling you how to be the real disciple and how to follow God. So let's pray. Lord, I just pray that you would just bless this church and what it's doing. And just pray that this youth would not just become what it is right now, but become way better. Because we are you, Lord. You command us. Just pray for this church. I pray for all the people. Just pray that you would help us. We are going through a hard time, and now is the time we need help. In Jesus' name. Well,
how many of y'all wish in life you had half the start that these young people had? Takes a lot of courage. I still get sick in my stomach every time I come up on the stage and y'all are up here. And we're proud of you. You know, you can hit a good lick riding a bull, or you can hit a good lick maybe roping a steer or in a ranch rodeo. Everything goes just perfect in the sort and cut the calf out and get a loop around his neck. Everybody can hit a good lick every once in a while and win a saddle or win some spurs or win a buckle. What y'all have done in this series has been a continual thing of learning the Word of God. And not only that, the way you have learned it, you've taken one study method that can apply through the whole Bible. And I'm just here to say that I'm very proud of y'all for taking that step. And I pray that these prizes will motivate you for a lifetime to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. But not only that, I pray that you motivate us as adults to be disciples of Jesus Christ, to ride for the brand of the Most High, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And y'all set a great pace for the rest of us. I don't know where you stand, but Wes read a scripture. He said, "Wide is the gate that leads to destruction, and narrow is the gate that leads to eternal life." And the Bible says that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, that no one comes to the Father except by Him. And that means that if we are to ever make it to heaven, if we're ever to spend eternity in heaven versus spending eternity in hell, we have to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. And I want you to look at John chapter 3 as we wrap this thing up this morning. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John chapter 3. You know, a lot of people think that to become a disciple of Jesus Christ, that you've got to live this life of drudgery and this life that is not fun. How many of you know that that's not true? Let me hear from you. You know, I've done it the world's way, and now I'm trying to do it God's way. And I have never had so much fun in all my life. I've never been more happy and more fulfilled. Everybody thinks that Jesus is out to get us or something. And that's a lie from the pits of hell. And in this scripture, starting in chapter 3, verse 15, look at this. It says that whosoever believes, now that's what the guy's been talking about today, about being a disciple. Whosoever believes, becomes a disciple in him, it says, may have eternal life in heaven. And then Jesus settles it all for us. We all had a problem. We all sinned, separated us from God. God sent the answer in His Son Jesus, and He settled it on the cross. For God so loved the world, that's us, that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believed, whoever agrees to become a disciple, like they've been saying of Jesus Christ, whosoever believes in that way, in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son. And here it is. The world thinks that Jesus is out to get them. They think that when you become a disciple of Jesus Christ, that life's going to be a drag. And that's a lie. But in verse 17 it says, "For God did not send His Son to the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him." He is our Savior, not our condemner. God extends mercy and judgment, yes, but when you answer the call and become that disciple of Jesus Christ, He extends mercy and forgiveness. But if we reject that call, look at verse 18. It says in verse 19 also, "Whosoever believes in Him should not be condemned, but whosoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God." And verse 19 says, and this is the judgment. The light talking about Jesus Christ. The light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come into the light, lest his deeds be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes into the light, so that it may be clearly seen his deeds have been carried out in God. To be a disciple is to walk out of the darkness of this world and walk and step into the light of Jesus Christ. And so I can't think of a better way to end this service, where we've talked about becoming a disciple of Jesus Christ. Now, Satan has been working your entire life to keep you from becoming a disciple of Jesus Christ. And I'm here today to invite you to enter through that narrow gate and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, and to sign up in the realms of heaven to be part of His army, to walk into the light and ride for the brand and be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And I want to ask us to bow our heads before the Lord. And maybe you've come here today, and if I were to ask you a question that says, if you were to die right now, do you know whether you'd go to heaven or hell? Maybe a majority of you could say, you know, if it was really all over with right now, I don't know. And you know there needs to be a change in your life. You know you've been living a lie. What people think on the outside is not what God sees. And right now there's just a tugging in your heart, in your life, to become a disciple, to quit trying to do things on your own because you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. I want to invite you to become a disciple of Jesus Christ today and say, God, I want to get things right between you and Him, the best way you know how. The Bible says if you confess your sins, He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Just between you and Him right now, say, God, I'm sorry for all the wrong that I've done. Will you forgive me in Jesus' name? And I want to become a disciple of you. I want to ride for you. I want to surrender my life to you and answer your call. So the best way I know how, I invite you into my life. I pray, and you do this right now, just say, I pray to receive Jesus. And because you died for me, I commit to live for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.